a machlekes between the Ri and the other Balutisis. So, what is it? So what? I don't understand. No, they were talking when he says before the next time. So in regard to Eved, oh, you mean that? Why is Nechosim Likomet? No, so there it is, that was the case. What? You mean Monechshah? No, but in regard to Eved, so then we certainly are not a new Mizuyah. Or because Mishumigune, or because of this, because of that.
No, right.
One second. He said before the Akum, for the Akhtam, no?
He said. Where is it?
Suppose the Odin is Ma'ale, no? Yeah, why not? The Odin is Ma'ale. But as far as David is concerned, so the Chachamim gave the Shliach Memones. What do you mean this Yam means? Yam doesn't mean Australia. As mean this Yam means in another place, another Sidrochek. So he came here. No. So he wasn't this Yam, and now he's here. Anyway, so it's a machlekes between the Ri and the old Adam of our cases. The Rishiti is the Baishtar Alvore or Baishtar Machire, so it's Leitan in the Mizrahi. Why not? But there is a general aloha of the Psach Tichalirem. So, but Mizuyev is a Tanir Lishvich. Enoch Name Tanir Poruach. That's yes. That even the Riz made it as Tanir Poruach. Because Poruach is a Tanir Lishvich. But Mizuyev is a Tanir Lishvich. And even though Poruach has the bonus because of the Nigger of Mizuyev, but still, so Tamim Porua, but Mizuyev loy Taminon, because there is no aloha psachti chalilam in regard to Mizuyev in view of the fact that Ziyuf is Milsed Lishvich. That's the Rishite. And Tesis is for it. And why? So then Tesis says the Kashe, so how is it by a maybe get Meratz Yisroel? So he doesn't have to say Fonech Nechtam. And he doesn't have to be Mikhaim unless the Baal comes in his Ma'are. But we should say Tamim Mizir. So Tezva says, Mishamigun Akiva Barabonah. So that's Ligabe Get Harbash Tashichu. Bishlish Atrochem Shavu Gidinoshim Shechavod. Yishavu Melech Meidi. So Tezva is there. Next, on the Gemara says, because Shichu is also Yigunah. To be mutar v'aschir. So anyway, so Teis v'shiti is that generally by all storish talvei shtar mechire, so it's that there's nistei mizuyev. But by getting shtar shichu, we're not in mizuyev because mishmigun ato rabbon. The Rambam says something else. The Rambam says sheino yisho kidinim omnes. Sheino yisho kidinim omnes. Perik Zayin, it's a very, very long halacha. Perik Zayin is a halacha of Dalit. Halacha of Dalit. So he says, וכשם שישך וכשם חיששי ועוזה וחייסי בלמדנו על חסקוסי עד שיבוד אשר בוטה כך לנוחש לא ילשליח ולא לאיש עצמו שהגט יצא מתחס יודו שאין דיני איסורים כדיני המומס. מאוד פשוט, very simple. Because the הלוכה of פסח פיכול אילים only implies that בזדין has to act as the advocate for the Valdova, the mitzvah. So in case of Alvoyed, there is a Tiveya and there is a mitzvah, and the Tiveya, the Marove, wants to collect from the Nechosim of the mitzvah, so then Bezdin has to act as the advocate for the mitzvah. But Ishe, that's not your mamnes. They are not going, the not your mamnes. It's not your mamnes. Yes, Kinisa, Ishe, it's a Kinisa, Ishe. So what is Tiveya mitzvah? Is he shale, is she an ishishish, or she is not an ishishish? It's not a tivea and a mitzvah, what? The bow is a tivea and she is a mitzvah, has to show. So maybe it's not shayach to say, psach picholo. The question arises, what is that? Oh yeah, so the question is, so why does Tisvis have to resort? Why does Tisvis have to resort? Because we should have done it for a book. But why do we have to have recourse to Mishmiduna Rabbanon? It's not in the moment. Psach Pichol Yilam means that Bezdin has to act as an advocate for the mitzvah, to help him. When somebody wants to collect from him, so he has to act as an advocate. So why does Jesus have to resort to Mishmiduna Rabbanon? Jesus says, why does Jesus have to resort? King Kaspel got the Achilles Trumme because there King Kaspel doesn't mean King Kaspel. It means any king and any the marital relationship is called King Kaspel, but it doesn't mean Kaspel. Kaspel Shalom. If the Rosh, this Rosh uses that expression, I don't remember the Hebrew expression, he means that in regard to King Kaspel Ba'achilas Trumo, so any king in Israel is like a king in Shel Hamer, but not Chasli Sholem, that the husband has a title in the Isha, Chasli Sholem. The king comes in.
Maybe you can't say a title in it, but the king is fashioned after that of
Mo. No. It means any king is has the same din like King and Shel HaMelech. Not that it's a King and Shel HaMelech. So we said at the beginning when we started learning it, the taste of Shiti is that the reason tasteless is made it to the reason. That from the perspective of Psach Pichol Yilem, so the melee, that is no Shaykh has to get. Because it's not money. But taste the shit is. While me the rice we say the maximum lashta, nasim shakko with the sumi bezdi, and even if the star is not miskayim, so it's still nasik and nachko is the bezdi, that's on the rice level. But on the rabbonim level, when do we say it's nachko with the sumi bezdi, only after it's miskayim. But before it is miskayim, it's not nachkoidus in the business. Midrabonon, until there is kiyum, it's not nachkoidus in the business. It's not nachkoidus in the business. If it's not nachkoidus in the business, some mele, yes, friach or not friach. It's not nachkoidus in the business, you have to devour everything. But if there is a star that is nachkoidus in the business, then we don't have to conjure up all kinds of possibilities. It's not going to be a Bezdin, so it's considered as if Bezdin had cross-examined all the witnesses and the Dindirish, the Chikir, and asked them all kinds of questions, and they verified everything. There's a lot of stories. But, and And with the Raisi, even without Kiyum, it's considered like Nachkodesh and Bez. But on the Rabbanah level, without Kiyum, it's not considered Nachkodesh and Bez. If it's not considered Nachkodesh and Bez, some melee, we have to verify everything. We can't take anything for granted. When the Edis say something about Peh, so can a Bezdin take anything for granted? Chas v'sholom. It has to be verified. How is it verified? The way the goyim do it. When somebody produces a certain certificate, it has to be notarized. What does notarization mean? Notarization means kiyum. Notary public. What does he verify? He ascertains that this signature is the genuine signature of the purporting signator. That's kiyum. Kiyum is notarization. Yes.
So every shtar has to be in kiyum?
With the Rabbonon, yeah, that's right, yeah. Unless the Levi is made it, so then it's Niskayim.
Yeah, but in principle, every shtar has to be...
With the Rabbonon, yeah.
The
Rambam Shiti is...
The
Italian family has no application. But Taisa Shiti is... No, we don't have to resort to Tanine.
Rambam Shita says Rambam Pasuk also...
Yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't have to be kindness.
I want you to discuss that. Bishleime, the Rambam says Shindini is Shindini Amomines. Shindini is Shindini Amomines. So that's all right. We got to get now the moment, but never is the moment of the order. Certainly in regard to the king and moment, so it's certainly moment like Sheva Hamere. So, but the Rambam Shite is that the same aloha that is true by get is true also by Evet. So the Ramban, the Rashbo, they mention in two ways they mention it. And now it's too late to go look inside the text of the Ramban, the Rashbo. But they mention that terrace in two ways, some of them. One, like Loshna Rambam, and then they say that Taminen is only Shayer when somebody is trying to be made from somebody else. Let's say the Malga tries to collect somebody, made money in the Haskosi. So then there is a lot of Taminen. In other words, Bezdin has to act as the advocate of the person who is the music, so that the Tebeah should not be able to take away from it. I mean, some melee, so some Rishayim mention first one lesson, Shendine Yisurim Kidine Hamomnes, and then they say, another lesson, because when is the Aloche of Taminen? Only when somebody is tries to be made seen in Yada Mursic. Let's say Malve, Neicheya, is trying to be made seen in Yada Mursic. And the country, Elkea, is trying to be made seen in Yada Neiche, Yada Mursic. But by Ishe, by Get, and by Ebed, so the Ishe is the Shusatzmo, and the Ebed is the Shusatzmo. No one is. What is it? And the Kalosh and the Rashbo is, Hafkas Momenes, we don't say Tamina. When it's only a meaning of Hafkas Momenes, not to be made seen yet, not to prevent, he saw him yet a Murzek, so there is no Allah of Tamina. So, and by Eved, he is the moment of the order. But the Eved, when the Odin is me'arir against the Eved Shicho, so he's not made see, he's not trying to take away the Eved. So the Eved is not trying to take himself away from the Odin, on the contrary, the Eved is the Shusatzme. But no, the Odin, when the Odin is Me'arias, in effect, the Odin is trying to take away the Eved from his own Rishus, because every person is Rishus Hatzmei. When case of Sotik, there's the Aloche. Suppose there is a Sotik where the Eved is Yitzra Feos, the Eved is not Yitzra Feos. As far as the Kinemon is concerned, the Aloche is that the Odin is not Rashoi Rishabedin. In case, let's say, of Treyutrei. Suppose there is Treyutrei, where the Eved was Yitzra Feos and the Eved is not Yitzra Feos. What should be done with him in his Eved? What's his status? So he's not allowed to marry Basfere. But can the Odin be Mishtabit? Maybe not. Why? Because Amazim Chaviri Olivarai. So if there is Treyutrei or any other Sophie, where there is Yitzra Feos or not Yitzra Feos, so the Odin is not Rashoi Mishtabit. So Mele, when the Malve tries to collect the chosin from the ladies in Ignas Hayam, so then Bezin has to act as the advocate of the lady and to prevent the Malve from the meitzin the chosin Yad HaMusek, the lady. But when an Eved produces Ishtar Shecho, it produces Ishtar Shecho, is he trying to take away anything from the Odin? He wants to be left alone. Who is trying to take away anything from anybody? Is the Odin who is trying? If the Odin is Me'areya, then the Odin tries to be Meitzi, the Eved from the Cheskas Eved. But if the Odin, let's say, is Mignes Yam, so then the Eved wants to be left alone. He doesn't want to be disturbed. He doesn't want anybody to be mishtamed me. So he cannot apply the aloche of Psach Picholilim. Psach Picholilim, briefly, the aloche of Psach Picholilim is only that Bezdin has to act as the advocate for the mitra against the attempt by the Teveya to take away anything from his rishus. So when the Malve tries to collect from the Mechosim of the Leide, the Leide in Australia, so then Bezin has to act as the advocate of the Leide, so and prevent the Malve from collecting from his Mechosim. But if the Eved is here and the Odin is in Australia and it's not Niskayim, so then is the Eved trying to take away anything from the Odin? He's not saying. He's trying to maintain his own independence. So in other words, it's a matter of fact, so the...
Yeah, even if the Odin was somewhere else, but the Mice is wrong to have it to get over the side of the...
No. The Shus Hatzman. No. The Eved is always the Shus Hatzman. Even when he's under the Odin. So in case of Sofik, so the burden of proof, Hamis Mechaper, Elovarayz, upon the Odin. Whenever there is a Sofik, where the Eved is Yotra Cheos or not, that's a Din Poshut. Any Sofik, Trey or any Sofik. So the Aloch is that the Odin cannot be Mishtabit. Unless he produces Raya, that he is not Yotra Cheos. Why? Because Amit Mechavir of Raya. Who is the Meitzi from whom? The Odin is the Meitzi from the Eved. He's the Shus Hatzmet. So Mele, that's the Teretz, even with Gabish. All right, we'll leave it here. Excuse me, just 1 second. Now, someday, I would like to discuss all the various things that I want to discuss very well. Now, I'm not going over inside the whole Ramban and the whole Rashba, because it's very lengthy. Ramban, Rashba mentions, and the bulk of the Ramban Rashba is only expressive of all the Gemoras, the tastes that Beis mentions. So what's the purpose, you know, of going over? We went over already. But there are certain chidushim, I mean. The main thing is that there is a machlekes between tasteless in general and the Ri. The Ri shite is by shtar moment, shtar alvoy, shtar mechire. So if a Malve produces his shtar alvoy against the Leve who has been Dinas Hayam, or against Hussein, who don't know himself whether it's forged, not forged, or against Likuches, who is not in a position to know whether it was forged or not. So the Sheet of the Ri is on the basis of the Gemore in Bavtzre of Shtakis HaYisrael HaYisemin, that the Aloch of Taninen does not apply to a Taino de Lishriche. So Mimele, Ziyuf is a Taino de Lishriche. So there is no Taninen. But if the lady is B'chaneinu and he stays, he has Nemones, because he's a Baldovo. But if he's not B'chaneinu, there is no Aloch of Psach Picholile in regard to a Taino de Lishriche. But Tesvus mentions Kama V'Kamarayis, the stasis of Beis, stasis of Mitzia, stasis of Mavakame, stasis of Ksuves, Chilik and Ri. However, Rishani mentioned the Ri Shite, Shites of Tesvus, even though Tesvus Shite, in our Tesvus, is Chilik and Ri. But all the Rishani mentioned the Ri Shite in the name of Tesvus, but it's not Tesvus, it's the Shite of the Ri. So, now, why don't we now, according to the Ri, why don't we say Taninen? Because it's a tiny relationship. It's answer. Then the Rambam says that why is it that if an Isha produces a yet, so whether in a soil or chutzla, it doesn't make any difference. She doesn't have to be the kaimet. So the Rambam says, she'eino yisurim kedine amamet. In other words, because according to the Rambam, the whole aloha of Taninen is based upon exercise, because the Psach Picholilem. Psach Picholilem means when there is a Baldova, a Tibeya, a Nitva. By Gittin, there is also a Baldova. Of course, there is a Baldova. Let's say we got it through Eides. So Eidim who are craving of the Baal of the Isha cannot testify. That means they are Baldova, but here Baldova doesn't mean Baldova Ligabi Korev. Baldova Ligabi Korev means the craving of those parties who are involved. But here it means Tevea Nitva. And by Gittin there is no Tevea, there is no Nitva. Now the question is, so that's all right, Ligabi Get. So there is no Tevea Nitva. But the same aloha applies to Shichu. Shechor, there is a Tevea and the Nitva, especially in regard to the King of Moment, so it's Mamesh, Tevea and Nitva like, but in the Moment is, he has a King of Moment, Kibishere Bechamere. So why? And still, the Rambam says the same thing that he says with Abiget, that if an Isha produces a get when a strong Chuslar, he doesn't have to be kind, nothing. So, he says Ligabi Shichu also, if an Eved produces Ishta Shichu, when Ashron, Aschus Lorech, he doesn't have to be Mekayim. And also the same Aloche, Sheinu Yisurin Kedine Mamones, he doesn't use the expression, but he says Kideach Shomu B'Gitin. But by Tevea, there is no Tevea Nitva, there is no real Baldova, but here there is, especially in regard to the King Mamen, there is a Tevea and there is a Nitva. So, many Rishonim, the Rabban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ram, they say something else, not only that there is no Baldova, there is a Baldova, but only when the Tevea wants to be made see something near the most. Let's say Bamomen, the Shalvoy, the Malbe produces Ishtaravoye against the Levi is no stranger, he's an Inesliyam. So then, and it's not this time, so Besen tells him, you cannot collect from the Chosim of the Levi, you want to be Meitzi, Miyad Amurzek, so Besen has to act like the advocate of the Murzek of the Levi, from whose possession the Malve is trying to be Meitzi, because he's not the Fanenu, he's mute, he cannot retain, he cannot defend himself. So Bezdin has to act like his advocate. But by Shashichu, so the aloha is that an Eved is always, the Eved is the Shusatzne. So when the Eved produces is das Shecho. So he's not trying to be made to me a music near Oden. He's just as Atzmei, in the case of Sofik, Nishtache, Sofik Lo Nishtache, the Allah is, he's just a list of it. He's just a list of it. Why? Because I'm making a Chavir all over I. But why is it different than any other mummy? The answer is, any other mummy is not Shayach to say Bershus Atzmei. A table or share the Chamere is not Bershus Atzmei. But an Ebed is a human being. So we say, Gehar Shemei is mainly Yorshin. So the Rabbonim say, Beng Delim, Beng Tanim, Zoch Atzmei, Kon Atzmei Chere. Why? Because that Bershus Atzmei to be Zeche. So in case of Sofik, but I say, Chere or any other Sofik, so the Oden is cannot be mishtabit mean, because some merely the Eved produces a Sashifer, so it doesn't mean that the Eved is trying to be made in the Yad, Hamur the Oden. On the contrary, if Besden would act as the advocate for the Oden, so then Besden would try to be the advocate for the Meitzi, not for the Mursik. It's not shaykh to say Psach Picho Rilei when the Taninon would be for the Meitzi, not for the Mursik. For example, you have a case. Let's say, if the Malvi is Meitzi Eishtar Alvoye against the Levi, so then, and the lady shall leave from any lady in Australia. So then Besden tells the Malve, we are not going to let you collect from the chosin of the lady, because the lady is in more than this in the chosin. You say you produce the stuff, we don't know whether it's genuine or forged, so you have to reproduce it here. Otherwise, we don't let you. We are the advocate of the music. But suppose it's another situation. The Leve, the Malve produces Ishtar Halvoye against the Leve who is in Minas Yam, who is in Australia. And then there is somebody, so he left the Leve who is in Minas Yam, or let's say he produces Ishtar Halvoye against the Yisaini. Against the Yisaini, he's also anyway. And then the Yisaini and the Shtar Alvoye is Mikuyim. There is no question about the genuineness of the Shtar Alvoye. But the Yisaini have a Sheva, a receipt. Now, a receipt is that Yeraye, that it was paid. But the Sheva is not Mikuyim. The Sheva is not Mikuyim. So, Will the Malve be able to collect from the Yisaimim even though the Yisaimim have a Sheva? No, they will not be able to collect. But why don't we say Tanina? In other words, suppose the Yisaimim wouldn't have a Sheva. So then the Malve, Shtobi Yodem, my boy. So the Malve produces a Ishtar Mikuyem. That's the best lie in the world. That it wasn't paid, because Shtob Yodem, my boy. But the Yisaimim have a Sheva. But the Sheva is not Mikuyem. So let it be considered, let Besden act as the advocate of the... So in other words, let Besden act as the advocate of the so then the halacha is that if he is Mikuyem, even though the Sheva is not Mikuyem, so the Malve cannot collect. Why don't we say Taninen? Why don't we say Taninen? The answer is we are only say Taninen to help the Murzek, not to help the Meitzi. So it's interesting that when the Rashba mentions this teretz, then he mentions a certain Gemara in Bava Basra. Look, why does he mention that Gemara in Bava Basra? Because it has to do with this halacha. Rashi. It's a very long Rashi book.
Is Rashi saying that the Eved is considered Rashus Atzma even while he's an Eved?
While he's an Eved and it's known that he's not a Mechiras, so it's not Shayach. So we know.
It's not
so you know,
then.
Yeah, it's not called the Shusatzmi then. I mean, Shusatzmi, Shayach, when it's a suffix, Shayach is also,
is
a Mursga. The same thing is true of moment two. Let's say, if I have, let's say, this Gemara, and the Aredim would testify that this Gemara belongs to you, so never mind that it's my house. So what? But it's known that it belongs to you, you see. The whole Shaila, who is the Murzek, arises when we don't know. But when you know, it's not Shaila. We know. The fact that one somebody holds that that's the Gemara of Naska de Ravave, in other words. So, even though he was a Murzek, but he was made that's in Chatve, di Chatve. So, then we wouldn't go over it because the bulk of the Rashba mentions all the Gemaras that long tasters that base mentioned. We went over all these Gemaras. But then he says, Umashe dige Rabbeinu Zatzal, mi masnissen die Oche. Masnissen die Oche. So in other words, who is the Rabbeinu? Rabbeinu, that's the Ri. So the Ri mentions Reyes, kamer wie kamer Reyes. One of the Reyes is our Gemara. We say that only there is a special takon in Chutz Lords, but in the Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach does not have to say for Necht. Some male, even though it's the get is not his kaim, she can get married. But if in old stories there is aloche of taninen, so then here too, in Eretz Yisrael, if Anisha produces the get, or Shlia brings the get. Eretz Yisrael means Eretz Yisrael is different from Chuzlore because it's made mitzvah in the kaim. So that special takonet does not apply. But on the basis of the general principle, like any shtar, Bezen should be cheshish, maybe it's mizuyef, unless it's miskayim. So it's a raya that we are not cheshish. That's what the reason is. So the Rashba says, Uma shedidi chabinu zatzal masnis in the ochre, in a raya, dishana ochre, the dilme mishum igune akilote. So that's taste the status. Viname shane ochre, to imag vine mini di bao mide.
The
Rambam, yeah. But he doesn't say because the Baal is not a Baldova. Because the Baal is also a Baldova. He doesn't have a Kenyan moment in the Isha. But he has a Kenyan Nisa in the Isha. So, and then when he says Baal, he doesn't mean Baal. He means the Odin also, because it's the same Alochevish, Begimul Dvorim Shovu, Itinoshim, the Shechur Avodim, Shovu Lemelech Omeivi. So he doesn't say he's not a Baldova altogether, he is a Baldova. But, Elaf Kuyem Omeine, let's say by Evet, there is a Baldova, and we are Mafkiya Mome, but we are not trying to meitzi from the music. I mean, no one is trying to be meitzi from the music. On the contrary, the Odin, if we would be taken on behalf of the Odin, then the Odin would be meitzi from the music, the Evet, because the Evet is music be'atzme. lo yamatzrin chinali kirmishtore elim bo bitanisa bori. Then he mentions the Gemara in Baba Basra. What's the shaykhes? Uman di mofik tavra ashtore diyasni. Suppose that somebody is meitzi a tavra ashtore diyasni. Afal gavl is kain mecheis mof lo yamagvinon bei bishtore. Miuli karinuli lishtore. Adi gadli yasmi. Dilma maise raya umaruli tavra. Why does he mention that Gemara? Who is discussing that? Because he wants to point out that the aloche of Taninen is only that Besdin has to act as the advocate of the Murzek to prevent the Meitzi from being Meitzi from the Murzek. If he is mute, if he is helpless, and he cannot defend himself. But Besdin does not act as the advocate of the Meitzi to help the Meitzi to be aggressive and collect from the Murzek. That we don't do. If we were to say, Tanin here Ligabe, the Odin to help the Evet what? To do what? To defend himself? No, it's not. The Evet needs defense. He is the one who is being attacked because he is Murzek Bashus Atzmei. So who are the Yisraelim? The children of the Malve. The children of the Malve. So they were Meitzi Ishtar. They were Meitzi Ishtar. And the Ishtar was Mikuyim, the Ishtar Alvoy. The Yisraelim. So the Yisraelim of the Malve. The Malve is the Meitzi, the Malve. Not the Mosek. So the Yisraelim of the Malve had produced the Ishtar against the Levi. Levi, against the Levi. And the Levi, the Levi had a receipt, a Sheva. But the Sheva was not Mikuyim. If we were to apply the principle of Tanina, that Besdin has to act as the advocate of the Yisraelim, for every time that if the father had been taken, he would be Nemon. Suppose the father had been alive. The Malve had been alive. And then he would produce Ishtar Mikuyim, Ishtar Alvoyim Mikuyim, against the Levi. And the Levi would produce Ishiva Sheini Mikuyim. And then the father, had he been alive, would say, this Sheva is a forgery. This Sheva is Ishva forgery, so then he would be Nemon. If he couldn't be Mikayim, so he would be Nemon. So, but if the Malve is not alive, and the Yisraelim don't know anything, whether the Sheva that the Levi produces is forged or not forged, they don't do anything, so then we don't say that Yisraelim can collect, because Taninen, that the Sheva, the receipt by the Levi, is forged. So if it's forged, there is no Sheva. If there is no Sheva, so Shtob Yodem, my boy. So the Taravoye Mikuyem is a good Shtar. We wouldn't collect. We wouldn't collect. Why not? After all, we should say Taninen. The answer is here, if we were to apply the principle of Taninen, so what would it mean? Whom are we helping? Whom are helping? The Murzek, the one from whom somebody wants to take away his money, on the contrary, we are helping the aggressor. I don't use it, the aggressor in a derogatory sense. I mean, the one who is trying to collect from the... We're trying to help the Meitzi. We don't say Taninen to help the Meitzi. We only say Taninen to help the Murzek. That's now there is a Gemara.
So
that shows that the whole halacha of Taninen is only in the case where the Ilein
is the music. But here the Odin or the Baal is not the music. He wants to be matey. He wants to be matey. He wants to interfere with the right of his wife to get married. So he gets married. Or the Odin wants to interfere with the right of the Eved to be Bershus Atzme. So then we would be applying the principle of Tanina of Sachpich Lilein in regard to the Meitzi, not in regard to the music. Now, where is the Gemara? So why does the Rashba all of a sudden mention that? Wants to show his P.S.? Everybody knows the Rashba new collateral. Because it has a bearing on this day. Tafzayin on the base. On top. Robust. The seventh line from the top. Hahush Torah di Yasme di Nofika Leitavre. There was a shtar alvoye of the Isenim, the children of the Malve, produced the shtar alvoye against the Leve. Omar Rafchome Agvoye Loi Magvinole Umikre Loi Karinole. If a receipt hadn't produced, of course, the same of the Malve would be able to collect from the Leve, because Shtor Biyodem, my boy. But the Shefer says it was paid. It was paid. But it was not Mikuyem. It was not Mikuyem. So one thing is clear from this Gemara. If we were to apply the concept of Taninen, Ligabe, the Meitzi, if Bezdin were to act as an advocate of the Meitzi, the Yisemim of the Malve, then we should say, oh, this Sheva is in Mikuyim. If this Sheva is in Mikuyim, it's Kimandelese. Some male Shtobi or my boy you should collect. But one thing is sure, Agvuyeloi Magvinori. We don't collect. Bezdin doesn't collect. Why doesn't Bezdin collect? Obviously, because we don't apply the principle of Psach Pichol Ilein to act, that Bezdin should act as the advocate of the Meitzi, of the Yisemim of the Malve. Some Mele, that means that there is a Shever, except that the Shever was not verified. So Mimele, we cannot, but the Sheva was not verified, so he cannot be gave umikraloi karimole. All right, anyway. So that's the Gemara in Vodasra. Why does the Rashba mention it? Because it has a bearing on our sugi. After mentioning the teretz, that here, by Gitinoshim Shechavodim, we don't say taninen. He mentions this Gemara in Vodasra, because it corroborates that principle. That principle, that's the pshat in the Rashba. Now, I think that we discussed all the shittas. I mean, in the Ramban is the same thing, then the Ritvot, the Ran, they all mention the same ones. But the shita of the Ravet is strange. The shita of the Ravet has to be explained. All the other Rishonim, they agree that in regard to get, in regard to Shtar Shichur, there is no aloche of Tanin. In other words, that if an Isha produces a get, even though it's not Mikuyim, Bezdin will give her a heta to get married. If an Evet will produce a Shtar Shichur and a Tzroi and Chutz Loretz, even though it's not Mikuyim, Bezdin will ask him, you are Bershus Atzmecho and you're allowed to marry Bas Yisrael and so on. So all the Rishonim agree, except the Ravet. The Ravet is strange. Now, the Ravet is in Gereshin, Perich Yudveis. Now, in regard to get, the the Rambam mentions the aloche that if an isha produces a get in bezin, whether it's in Israel, where it's in chutz loretz, so she's a bezin, will give her a heta to get married. He mentions it in Luchas Gerashin Perek Zayin and Luchas Gerashin Perek Yudveis. In regard to Shtar Shicho, so the Rambam mentions it in Luchas Avodim Perek Vav. But let's see the two Rambams in Luchas Gerashin, and then we'll see the Rambam in Luchas Avodim. Zayim Luchas Gerashin Chavdalet b'medvar amurim b'shiisno abal tnai ze avol m'lihisno leo elonoson legito v'ari aget yitzim techas yodo einu tzricho leima klum v'arei b'ches kas migoreshes hoyo v'get she b'yodo kosov kil chosi v'edim chsulim olav v'af al pi sheinonu makirin ksav v'isono edim v'limiskayim echish ishin lo shemoziv v'is eisharin mikalkeles al atzmo. You see, we discussed Friday. Why does Stasis have to resort to Mishmugina Kilbe Rabbanon? Without Igmun, after all, it's not, there is no nitva here. There is no nitva, especially by Get, there is no nitva altogether. Bishlim by Evet, so there is a nitva in regard to the Kiyamomin. So then we have to say there is a nitva, but here on the contrary. On the contrary, so the odin is not the nitva. The odin is the teveya. The teveya. So, but certainly by get there is no nitva. Without any lomdes, there is no nitva by get. The answer is because the sheet of thesis is that the aloch of taninen does not have to be based upon psach picholirim. True, midrash say the machsum lashon hashkadosh mibezdin, even if it's not niskayim. But midrabbonon, there is a takone that if it's not niskayim, so the nechker oidus mibezdin is not complete. So, but the Rambam shiti is that it is complete, even on a drabbonon level. So this, but
according to why is the Gemara above Basra Shver? Further should be, if it's not Megeda Tainina, it's Megeda Shtar hasn't had a Tainan commission after growth, see where it's Megeda to take the Megeda from Muxik, we should also say that the Shtar is not a commission.
Yes, so it's lacking, but that doesn't mean. So even in case of Isofik, so we cannot, if it's lacking, so then, on the contrary, I mean, you mean you could explain that?
No. The Gemara. Why in Bava Basra do we, let's say in Bava Basra that the shaver is not a good shaver?
Yeah.
At least let him prove it's a good shaver until he proves it. It's not a good
shaver. Well, you can explain it on that basis too.
But the Gemara says that it is a good shaver.
Yeah, the Gemara says it is a good shaver. You cannot collect. But. There is a suffix, how can you collect? Because there is a suffix.
It doesn't make it totally worthless.
It doesn't make it totally worthless, of course. But, so that's why the Rambam says, "Behoil v'getcha b'yodo kosub kil chosei, v'edim chsum in olo, v'ahol pishin in machirin, k'sav v'yisan ha'edim, v'lin iskayim in chish shilo, shem aziv v'yisei, sharin mekalkeles latzmo, v'eit, v'eit sho'edim achsum malaget harin, k'shem l'achko edisum b'bezin. Asheisho me'areh, lifichoch nami daget b'cheskosei v'tinosei, v'inchei shishin shemoyim tzom mizuyev, k'mo ishinami daget b'cheskoskosha, ki sheyove isi ashliach, ashiyar rabal, oi ashiyove rayeshu mizuyev v'ibotev, shinochesh lidvor meilu v'chayeitzben, kachol elonu lochesh liget sheyit nabal b'foneinu, shemobit leiv hakinosnei, oi shemoedim psuim chosnu bei, v'areyu kimzuyev mitechei, oi shemo shalolishmei nechtav, shalolishmon nechtav, d'ramba miso marech hiya, וכשם שהנחי שישים לזה וחיי ציבי, אל נמידיו על חזקוסי עד שאיבוד אשר בוטל, כך לא נוחש, לא לשליח ולשעצמו. Why is he so marich? He wants to point out that it's the din of Edish in Edim Achsumash Dasha doesn't mean applies even to Edim to Edim who are not this kind. Not this kind. And why are we chishes for Zee of this on the basis of Tanin and Psach Picholilev? So here is not Shayach. So the Rambam should have said, why do you have to be married, all these things? We don't have to conjure up this possibility, that possibility. Why? Because Edim Achsum was Nashbis and Bezen. Lafuke Mishitas Lafuke the Mashite that when Edim are not Niskayim, so then Midrabonon, the Nechker with the Bezen is lacking. So he says, no, it's not lacking. If it's lacking, we have to be Cheshish, all kinds of Shoshish. Maybe Shalil Lishmo, maybe the Edim Absolim. Why aren't we Cheshish for all that? Because of the Aloch of Shtoris, of the Rai of Shtoris. So we don't have to be Cheshish, maybe it's Mizrich. But by the Mamanes, there is Aloche of Taninen. But they know Yisurim Kidinamamis. There's the Rambam. Now the Rambam reiterates this aloche in Perek Yud Beis. In Perek Yud Beis, he reiterates.
So the first part of the Rambam is to be is lafugay toisus, and the last part is really lafugay the rabbi.
That's right.
Why don't we say in the rabbi that the rabbi holds like toisus?
One second, we didn't
and
see the Raivet. One second, let's see the Loshon the Raivet. Let's see the Loshon the Raivet. Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Girush and Halacha Beis. Hoitzio get mitachas yodo v'omro gerashni baili boze hareze nemenes v'timose bei af hol pi sheinu mikuyen moishe be'am. So here we have the Sogis Raivet. Kosef Raivet zal imer ani she is kain v'chismo. Now, this is the Raivet in Hilchos Girush. It's a kashe.
But I mean, he's definitely
chalet
than the
Raivet. Yeah, he's definitely chalet, no doubt. Why wasn't he massive before? It's a good kashe.
I mean, this is the same case as before.
That's right. So he should have done it. In Pirik Zion, that's a good kasha. You know the story of the Rebbe Reb Heschel? The Rebbe Reb Heschel, you know? The Rebbe Reb Heschel, he was the Shach's Rebbe. The Shach had two Rebbeim. One was the Rebbe Reb Heschel, when one was the Shailas Yitshuves Pnei Yeshua, that's the grandfather of the Chidushi Pnei Yeshua and Shas. He was Rav Kako. And he was a big Harif. And as a child, he was known in the Jewish world as a big prodigy. Big prodigy. Everybody knew that Heschel is a big prodigy, a big genius. So when he was a child, he didn't fit into any class in Cheder because he was so above everybody else. So the Kehile had to engage a special rabbi for Heschel. Couldn't fit into any class, I mean. So it would be, everybody would be at a disadvantage. Heschel would be at a disadvantage, and the other boys in the class would feel frustrated. So the Kehile engaged a special rabbi for Heschel. But then there was in the city another genius, little boy, another genius. So they put him in the same class. And they engaged a special rabbi, two geniuses. So when they were 2 years old, so they put him in the cheder, in that class, and then the rabbi started to teach, in this additional way, the old-fashioned way, not the modern way. Komets Aleph O, Patach Aleph A, Tzere Aleph A, and then Komets Beis Bo, Komets et Patach Beis Ba, and Tzere Beis Be, and so on. In one day he taught them the whole Aleph piece. Then Then when it came to the pay, you know, that was the first lesson. So then the Rebbe said, Tzeire pei pei. So then the other ingale, you know, the other genius, not Heshale. So he said, Rebbe Yehova Kashi. So what's the Kashi? He says, Bishleime, when you said Tzeire INA. So I understand. Because without it, Tzeire, it's an ayin. What makes it into an A, the Tzeire? But Tzeire Fei Fei, so the Tzeire Fei is altogether superfluous. What do you need? Tzeire Fei Fei. Fei is Fei without Tzeire. So the Rebbe was very impressed, you know, with the sharpness. But at the same time, he was amazed. Yeah. Everybody said that both are geniuses, but any day may. The other boy to Heschel. Heschel is a much bigger genius. So he said to Heschel, you didn't test that kashe. You see, you have raised that kashe and you didn't test the kashe. So Heschel said, you come and give the kashe, well, the kashe can kashe me, Zokta. But there Ilu, he considers it as a kashe. Favosat Zachm Yashiv given. Beim Pei, hat er gedacht, fragen beim Hey, Tzeire Hey, Hey, why do we have to say Tzeire Hey, Hey? So, I mean, the same Kashi you mentioned against the Rabbit, that the Reverend Heschel mentioned against the other genius, all right? So it's really a Kashi, but I don't think that it's worth to break your head on this kashi. If you have a tear, it's fine, but I don't know of any tear. Now, in Perek Vov, Mehilchas Avodim Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, V'chis ha-tshovim b'milich u'meli, sh'amei v'get sh'echo b'arz Yisrael, in tzorek lima v'fanenachta v'fanenachta, u'v'chutz lorez, im ein eidim mitzuyim l'kaimei, v'omar ha-shliach v'fanenachta, v'fanenachta, zehu k'yume, v'im bo odem v'ira ha-kein im ha-shgichem b'y, k'mei sh'be'arnu b'gizinosh, k'ishem sh'o'i sh'atzmo m'v'yo gito, ואין הצריך עולי קיימי, הויל והגט יצים תרס יודו, כך אוהבי ששתרשיכו יצים תרס יודי, אין הצורך לקיימי. וכשאם שאו אישו אימרת בפנינכת ובפנינכת, אם היסנו עליה, כמו שבארנו ובקיימי, כך אוהבי שאיבי גט ואומר בפנינכת ובפנינכת, נמון עלי זה הדרך בין צורך כי. Here we have a long עשו בזרעי. אם תריך ואיזנו חזגר השני, So it was a short asog. But here is Marich. Omar Avron, Ze aderech hilich al derech loy teiv, lifi datem, ki hu miforesh mash oma bigmore, isho mechimote gito liyodo yigar shalo, she yinitzricho likayme, ve'in ze aderech nochem bineinu, v'cheicha mocinu shtar, she koro lo vireir, she yigve bebe loy kiyum, ve'in yeymar she yinitzorech kiyum, אַכי אַגרולוף מן אולי די מאסניס לאב הורה קומא דו מן אַמע הורה קומא וואטס די מאקע פון דעם רמבם סו אפ קורס אול די ניס קיינג זיי די מאקע פון דעם רמבם איז די גמור אין גיט אט די אנד פון די סעקנד פייג די לישנה אין גיטן דאַ פראו גמור מיט ביי זייז אט די אנד פון די לישנה הוי אישו עצמו מביא אז גיטול ולבד שצריך עולים על פנחת ופנחת. So the Gemara and Dafchav Dalet has the Kashi, או איש עצמו מביא אז גיטול, אישו מכנועות הגיטול יודו יגר שלו, so what, why is it necessary for her to say פנחת ופנחת? So it's מבוא explicitly like the Rambam, that in other words, that there is no need for פנחת ופנחת when the Isha herself produces the get. But after all, how can Bezdin give her a heter to get married? Maybe it's Mizuyev. So that's why she has to say from Nachta to verify that the get is not Mizuyev. So what's so difficult in the Mishnah? So it's higher from this Mishnah that we are not chishish for you. But by Shliach and Chutz Loretz, there is a special takone, because in Insin Kaime, Ibkin, Ishmo, whatever. Mashinkin, when the Isha herself produces the get, there is no Chiv Mitzad Takone. The takone applies only to Shliach. So it's Mifuresh, the Rambam's din in the Gemara. So now here when the Gemara asks, Isha, Mitmot, Kitel, Yodi, Garshalo, Omar Avune, Beimelo, Beimelo, it is Garshi, Beel, Bifne, Bezn, Klein, Safe, safe, Gimati also Migashibo, Elomarav Marune Bamuneach, and Smith Ravaka Ravike. Domalo, King Motti saw some asinaka Arab Shakri. You have a Tugit Malkark and Morotin or Karakum Makum. Elodomale, have a Shliach, we loch, have Mottis or some Motti saw some Shliach Kabole. In other words, the Gemara is applying the Mishnah to a case where the Isha self is a Shliach. But in an ordinary case where the Isha produces a get, and she's not a shliach, so then there is no need for fornechtam, fornechtam. So it's a gemara meforesh, just like the Rambam. So the Ravid recognizes that, and he says, V'cheicha motzinu shtar shekoro lovira sheyigve bedoi kiyum, v'im yeymar shenitzorach kiyum at sheyaro olof, minoli masnis nlav hoche komar, din bo hachaname komar, tzricha shetime fornechtam, fornechtam, shalei tovu lidiyo, v'lei tucha likaymei, ומאי אקשלי מחימות גיטל יודי יגר שלו ומתרגם הזה כמו כן איך סוס המבוב ואומר שהם צריכים קיום שהם צריכים קיום זו יש קשה לגמורה בוודאי מערר בעל ועודן צריכים קיום ועשה חלמירה שאף אם לא יערר אין להתירי ששיש וישרבת ולא יקים הגט אלא ודאי צורך לפורש בדרך אחרס. So what's the Gemara's kasha? מלחימות גוט גיטל יודי יגר שבו. It's not a pshat. What's the other pshat? It doesn't say. So the Rech Mishne says, I mean, that's the only terrace to get. The according to the Ravid, the kasha of the Gemara is מלחימות גוטל יודי יגר שבו. How is the איש הנאמון? After all, and it echo there's no nemon, but here there is a special takone that he has nemon is. Because of certain reasons, as the Gemara says, himniu rabbonon lishliach, himniu rabbonon lishliach. So that's only when he's a shliach, but when he's the ish is not a shliach, so she doesn't have the special nemonis. She doesn't have the special nemonis. So how is an nemonis should require edikil mamish? There's the kasha of the Gemara. Just the other way around. So first the Raive says it goes without saying that if the Baal is Ma'areya, then the Isha cannot get married. If the Odin is Ma'areya, so then the Eved cannot marry Basre. Well, the Rambam is not chilek on that. The Rambam paskens that if the Baal is Ma'areya, so then the get is brought from the Raise. On the contrary, all the other Rishonim say, and that Rambam, we discussed this at the beginning when we started Gittin. The Gemara says, Bidinu dibikim shtores namu iboy, kid rishloki idoma, rishloki shigmachsum washta, nasik shtach dusum ibezn, vi rabbonu de atzrich, vi hochem mishum igune akilu vi rabbonu. So, so I kule o chumre o dim asper treli o se bal maal o posle chad o se bal maal o posle kibn dom ma bifne kamun eisne rabi echen rabi echenine chad om vishnayin chad om vifne gimu mikore meidek daig vli osle ruye nafshi. So it's much more from this gemore and all the Rishonim say that except for the Rambam. The Rambam is the only one that even when the bal is maria so the get is only posle mi rabbono. Because if the get would be bottom of the rice, bottom of the rice, in case the Baal is Ma'areya, then the Shliach would have no nemones on the rice. But since even the case where the Baal is Ma'areya, so the get is only bottom of the Rabbonon, so mele the Chachomim have a keach to give nemones to the Shliach. But the Rambam paskens that if the Baal is Ma'areya, so the aloha is that the get is bottom of the rice. The only rish, all the rishinim are chelik on the Rambam. So the question is, so why is the shliach lemon? Here the Gemara says the reason as to why the shliach is Ne'eman is because if in case where the Baal is ma'are midrais had to get his posel, so how can we say mishumigun akilu rabbanon? How can we say rabbanon? So that's the kasha that is raised against the Rambam. Now, the lashon of Rambam is Zion Haloch Aleph Beis. The Rambam says in Pirk Zayim Luchas Gereshin Aloch Aleph and Beis, Shliach Shevi Get Mimokim Mimokim Be'arz Yisrael, Afal Pishol Iro Ksidus Haget, V'lo Yoda Mi Meidov, El Nosnoli Abal Get, V'omo Lei Ten Get Zel Ishti, Har Izen Eistin Lo Bifneidin, V'afal Pishay Neidov Yiduim Etzleinu, V'tiyem Gereshes V'tinosebe, Bo Abal V'yireo V'omo Lei Gerashti O Meilom, V'get shehuva lo mizuyefu yiskayim b'cheismo. V'im loy niskayim, v'loy neidu eidof klal, teitzei v'avlad mamza, sh'areinu midrash. Vlad mamza. Midrash. All the Rishonim are chilek on the Ram. But, monefshech, if in case of you, so the get is posel midrash, so how do we say that if the shliach does say v'fanechtem v'fanechtem, even though it's an idechot, and Nidechot is not Nemon in Dovah Shebe'arvo. So then he is Nemon to counteract the year of the Baal. So if we say like that of Rishenim, that even when the Baal is married, it's only possible with the Rabbonon, so he knew it, the Rabbonon with the Rabbonon, Mishumigune. But if it's Midrash is a possible, how can we say Mishumigune that the Chachomim give Nemon as the Shliach? Now the Eir Zoruah in Lichas Gereshin mentions a Peosh Rabbi Nachmanel and Gittin and that Gemara. I mentioned it when we begin again. So he explains the Gemara. Bidin who the Bikim Storas Namal Liboy, Kidrish Lokish Yomarish Lokish in Maximash Panash Mirach going to some Bibesn. So Mimele Midraise, we do not have to have Kium even by an Idechot. And the Rabbonon who they are even by Idechot, and the Rabbonon who they are that it has to have Kiyum. But Amidrach says that Midraise, so Kiyum can be done by Idechot also. But the question is, how can Midraise Kiyum be done by Idechot also? In other words, how can Kiyum be done by Midachot? So the Pshat is very simple. It's like the Gemara in Yivomis Ishtamadue. When the Gemara says, Ligabe, when a woman has to have Yibmo Chlitze, and the question is, who is the brother-in-law? So Daf Mem Ches in Yivomis. So an Idachot comes and says, oh, he is the brother-in-law. Let's say Reuven died, and he had no children. And then he had a brother Shimon, and then Shimon comes to Besden, and Besden doesn't know whether Shimon is Reuven's brother, but there is a Nidechot that testifies that Shimon is Reuven's brother. So the Gemara says, Ishtam Midue, Daf Mechesim Vomes, so he can be Miyavim, he can be Chilitz, and she is Mutaris. The question is, the Rosh Be'av, so how is a Nidechot Nemo? It's the Rosh Be'av. So the answer is because it's Gil Milsebaum. It's Gil Milsebaum. So there are two pshatim in Gil Milsebaum. One pshat in Gil Milsebaum is it's Asuyeli Golis. So Milse Davidli Gluyel Mishatra Beinshi. And then the Rif's pshat in Gil Milsebaum, it's not a Hefz of the Rosh Be'av. Because the Idecho doesn't testify. And the Rosh Be'av. he just testifies that Shimon is only his father. Tesidova Shebeavo. When the Nidecho testifies that a woman was Niskacho, so the subject matter of his testimony is Idova Shebeavo. And the status of the woman, whether she's an Ishish. When the Nidecho testifies, she's Galsho. So then he testifies on the subject matter that his daughter Shebeavo, his Galsho, she's Ifnuyeh. But when he says Shimon is his brother, that's his daughter Shebeavo. His father is the gay, come with the coming, your brother. The Gabi Yogusha, the Gabi, many, many things. It has results, it has a bearing on daughter Shebeavo also. So it has a bearing on daughter Shebeavo. But essentially, the subject matter of the testimony is not the subject matter of Dovah Shebeavo. As a matter of fact, the Ramban in Yevome says, the Kashi is, how is Nidechot Nemon to say Miz Bailo? So the Gemara says, Nitechim Ashkmar to be saved for Achmar to. So the question is, but Al Pishnai made me up in Dovah, and Dovah Memome in Dovah Shebeavo requires to aid him, so how can we rely on Nitechim Ashkmar to say? So some Rishonim say that because of the Rabbanon of Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh, so then he becomes a Chazok and Mundane, this is Loi Mishatre, and he says, Ishidaiko Minzebe, so it's a Yechoche Midaraisi. The Ramban says, no, Midaraisi, it's not a Dovah Shebeavo. When an Idecho testifies, is Garsho, so then the subject matter of the testimony is exclusively Dovah Shebeavo. What else do you say? But when he says the husband is dead, that's the Dovah Shebeavo, he's dead. It's Negir coming on, he's dead. But it has enough Kemina in Dovah Shebeavo also. If the husband is dead, so his wife, the widow, is allowed to get married. That's only a result. So on the Raisa level, it doesn't require an aid. But with the Rabbonon, it is considered Dovah Shebeavo, since one of the important results is Dovah Shebeavo, so it's considered Dovah Shebeavo. So Mele Chachom, so anyway, so there is Aloche, the Rif Shati is Gil Milze Baume, Ishtamidue, when the Decho testifies that Shimon is the brother of Ruvein, so it's a Gil Milze Baume, it's not a Dovah Shebeavo, it's an extraneous thing. It has nafke minus on Dovah Shebeavo. Mimele Rishenim say, Ligabe Dinamomenes also. In other words, if somebody will be mischayev himself to a certain individual, and then he have to establish the identity of that individual. Shimon is mischayev himself $100 a month to Shimon B'Yosef. And the question is, who is Shimon B'Yosef? And then an Idecho testifies, oh, this person, that Shimon B'Yosef. So Rishonim say, so we can be mekabledes, because it's not a Dovah Shebeavo. It just testifies an extraneous matter that has a bearing on Dovah Shebeavo. Gilu Misabam. So the Rav Nachmanel explains the Gemara that Midraise, the Rav Nachmanel says, that's really the Shittas Rambam, this is the Ksaviyat, and the Pirush Rav Nachmanel. And Gittin, I heard that it came out with Fus, but I didn't see it yet. So the Bodei Ozorua mentions the Rabbi Nachmanel. He says that Midraise, if the Baal is Me'arer, the get is possible Midraise. This is the Rambam Shit. But how is an Idachot Memon? So Rabbi Nachmanel says, because even though it requires Kiyum Midraise, but it's Kiyum Milse Baal. It's not a forgery. So it's like saying Shimon is the brother. It's not a forgery. So it does, the subject matter is not Dovah Shebeavo, but with the Rabbonon it requires to aid him. So Mimele, here the Chachomi Zuk Mea the Raise. Well, that's the best Teretz. I mean, that's the best Teretz, the other towards him, but this is the best Teretz, and the Rabbi Yozrua mentions it. The Ksaviyad of the Rabbi Nachmanel. Anyway, so but the Raivet Shite is to the contrary. Why did I mention all that? Because the Raivet, it looks strange. It sounds strange. So he says, V'cheheichem ratzinu shtar shekol ovireya sheyigve bebeleikim. Why is he massacring against the Rambam? See, the Rambam said that even if the Baal is Ma'are or the Odin is Ma'are, so then the Isha can get married and the Evet can marry Bascher. The Rambam said the fear is the reverse. So what does he want from the Rambam? V'cheichem ratzinu shtar shekol ovireya sheyigve bebeleikim. The answer is because the Ravid is chilek on the Rambam. The Rambam shiti is even when the Baal is Ma'are, when the case where the Baal is Ma'are, so then the get is possible with the Raise, but the Ravid is chilek. The Ravid shiti is that even when the Baal is Ma'are, so the get is only possible with the Rabbonim, the Raise is not possible, because Eidim Achsum Lashtam Ashkach Kedusam Ibezen. So even in face of a Nero, by the Baal, it's still not Kedusam Ibezen. So it's only with the Rabbonim. So mele, the Kashi is, since with the Rabbonim, in case where the Baal is Mare, so he passes the Shtar on the Rabbonim level, so mele, so even when he's not Me'are, we have to be Cheshish, maybe he will be Me'are. That's the Kash. But of course, the Rambam is made in the case where the Baal is Me'are, that then she cannot get married. But the Rambam Shiti is until he comes and is Me'are, so then we don't have to be Cheshish, because Eidim Achsum Lashtan Ashtaraus Nebezen, only when the Baal is Me'are, so then he undermines the Rai of Shtores. The Rai of Shtores, so it's possible with the Rais. But until the Baal is Me'are, so then there is the Choche of Eidim Achsum Lashtan Ashtaraus Nebezen. But that's the Rai discussion. So he says, V'cheichem ratzinu shtar shekor olovirer sheyigve bebeleikim v'im yeimar sheinu tzorech kiyum ad she'are olov. I mean, that's the Shittas Rambam. It's minolei d'maslis l'avoche koma. So why does Gemara ask isha mechmat she'gitil yodei garshe? What's the kash? Maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is isha mevira es gito. Isha mevira es gito. And then until there is a Nero, so everything is all right, so the Ishi is allowed to get married. Do noch name kommen als die Stimme von Nacht und von Nacht an, so I totally the year will I to how I can be by my actually the chemotic is a yodi arshalo from tag ma ze kmi kein ich so san dwarf vi omash in zirchen kiem vi vada im jahre bal vi oden zirchen kiem va sech um meire שאפים לא יערערן להט רשישיש, ויסר עבד בלוי קים הגט, אלא ועד הצורך לפורש בדרך אחרס, ועד זה דרך אחרס, או לכם משנסס, דרך אחרס איס, איש שמחמות תקות על ידי גר שבו, זה איס נעתי שליח, so the special immunity that the Chachomim gave to Ishliach doesn't apply to the Ish. So Mele, even with saying you for an act of an act, she should not allow to get married. How does the Mishnah say Ish Asma via Gito will watch it for an act? And if she said for an act of an act, it's fine. No, it's not fine. Even if she said for an act, so because only Ishliach has the monies. But here she is not a shliach. So the Mishnah applies to a case where the Baal appointed her as a shliach. So the Mele shares the mnemonis. So that's the Shittas Ravid. Now the question is, what's the Ravid Shitta? Now, is the Ravid Shitta that we say the Aloha of Taninen? Even ligabi get, so bishleim ligabi shiach. All right, so you could say because the odin has a key and moment kishere vechamere in the evet. So he applied alachatinen. Even though the Rashba says, but even in moment we only say etaninen that bezin has to act as the advocate for the muzik. And by Eved, so the Eved is Mosek Beatzmei, so the Odin is the Meitzi. So it's not the all right. Maybe the Rav Shita is that the Odin is the Mosek. I mean, we could say it. But the Ravitz applies the same aloha ligabe isha too. Ligabe isha. What? So the Ravitz lomdes is not based upon the king moment. On the contrary, it's about the king isha. Yeah. So, but and the Ravitz applies it to isha too. Isha certainly. There is no nitva. I mean, he can say that the Baal is the nitva. What is it? The Baal is the nitva. On the contrary, he tries to asar al alme. So how can we apply the aloha of Tanin? So obviously, the Ravid Shitem and the Ravid Yischelik, the Testament is Kayim, he says, so he says, because then the Odin or the Baal is able to undermine the star. So the Seichel is Mechayev that Midrabonon, since the Chachom Misaki, that the Baal is Nemon to undermine the gate, the Shtar Seichel. So Mele the worst. Problem is again that until it is verified that it's not forged, so then the nechker would do some bezden is lacking. The seichel is not. But that's right. But Tesis says mishum iguneh kol rabbonon, and the Ravet is chelik and the mishum iguneh kol rabbonon. Well, that's right. Yes, you're gonna.
What is the problem with the Mishnah?
So he explained them, no. So on the contrary, he explained the Mishnah.
No, it's not the Mishnah on the base.
So what's the question?
Shluchah maybe get the Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say anything. Why not? According to the Ravid, it should be then smashing the Mishnah that Yirm Yeshlo Erev is going to be small. Until then, she doesn't necessitate a king.
More, of course, it's strange pshat, but the Ravid to explain the more, ligabi chuslores, there is a special takonim that the shliach has to say before nechtam. And suppose the aloha is if he delivers the get to the isha, and he delivers the get to the isha. So according to Rav Meir, is the vlad is a mamzer kolam. All right, we don't pass like Rav Meir, and we pass like chachamim, but he has to make a new delivery and everything. But in the Eretz Yisrael, since he said Mitzrayim Likaimei, so there is no takone that he has to say for nechtam. But the Isha Bezdin will not give her a heta to get married until she produces a nikim. But the Chachomim will not matriach the Shliach to say for nechtam, even if the Shliach doesn't know. It's okay. But the Isha, in order to get married, will have to produce a dikim. It sounds strange. Yeah, all right. I don't know. All right. It's very strange. I don't know any better tarts. I don't know.
Is there not Kamina maybe between where the Isha herself is bringing it, or when she says she's Magurashis, or the Shliach is coming?
You mean that the Ravid is made that the Chachomim made this special kule ligabe as his soil since ordinarily, but there are Edim Yisrael Kami, but it seems from the Asoga of the Ravid in Perik Yud Veis that the Ravid is chilik not only in the case of Isha Hamitzio get in Chutz La'aretz. If Misha Hamitzio get in Eretz Yisrael, the Ravid's advice. Yeah. So why should there be a special kule in the case of a shliach in the Eretz Yisrael?
Because maybe the svar, see the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Dalet seems to hint of what the svar of the rabbi might be. He says, "Ein chayshin shen l'Hashem azayfo."
Yeah, all right. It could be that when the Isha produces the get, so the Isha might have a motive
right,
to falsify. But Shlia does not have a motive. Shlia does not have a motive.
So the Chachomim
were not misaking that she has to produce the kiyum. Only in case of the Shliach, so the Shliach has no motive. But the Isha has a motive to falsify it.
But then we can't say the svar of the
rabbi
is like
Tosfos,
that there's a din that the rabbanon took away the
commission
echkara, because if
the svar is so we could say mishum igune, so the chachamim were not misaking that there should the echkara should be lacking. Again, in other words, he doesn't apply the mishum igune as far as Tosfos does. But he does apply it in certain situations. But when the Isha, of course, Ziyuf is not Shriach, but it's more Shriach that the Isha should be Mizayev than in the case where Shriach delivered it. Yeinach
Nam. The Maram Shifri is talking about something else, but he mentions this foreign. And Eretz Yisrael, since it's between, this is not really the Parsha Shlach, it's Eretz Yisrael, since it's between the Kaimah, so the Baal is afraid to be Mizayev.
Yeah.
Because it can easily be
catched. But suppose.
So that's why it would be Machalak in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, so then we have to say. So then we have to say that when the Rambam says in Perek Yudveis, Isha Atzma Mevi or Gito, so the Ravid is Masik, so it's only Masik Ligabe Isha Mevi Gito Bechutzlorets, but not Ligabi Isha Mevi or Gito in Eretz Yisrael. It's not mashma that way. So it's better to say, it's much more mistaba to say that the Raived is made in the case of a Shliach, because the Shliach doesn't have a motive to falsify. As much as the Isha, maybe she wants to abandon the husband, so she forged the get. But what kind of a motive could a Shliach have? That's a better target.
Yeah, but still, if there was a takana that as long as it's not misguided, so we don't say commission after this in the president.
Yeah, that's what he asked. Yes, so Mishumigune, we have to say that even according to the Ravid, we apply the svara of Mishumigune in the case in Eretz Yisrael where it's brought by Shliach. Because there is more of a possibility of zeal. Yeah, that's a better task. That we are. Now, one more thing. I mentioned it at the beginning. Like this, all the Rishonim are Chilek and the Rambam. And the Rambam Shiti is that when the Baal is Ma'ariya, the get is possible with the rice. So the Kashi is, so why is the Shliach Nemon to counteract the Eo of the Baal? So the Ozeruah mentions the Pshat of Rabbi Yochanan. All right. But the all the other Rishonim are Chilek. However, in regard to Shtar Al Voye, so the Bes Yosef, the Mordechai mentions, I think the Bes Yosef also mentioned, Rabbi Avigdor Shita. The Shita of Rabbi Avigdor is that by Shtar Al Voye, if the Malve comes, and I mean if the Leve comes and is married and says that the Shtar Al Voye is Mizuyev, so the Shtar is possible to rise. But Rabbi Avigdor himself says only by Shtar Al Voye. He has the kashe from the Gemara in Gittin. So why is the Shliach Nemon? Because midraise, so id machsum lashtar mashpeachtus and bibezd. Only midrabonon samele the chachomim gave the Shliach Nemonis. So it's mashma that even if the Baal is marer, it's not possible midraise. So Rabbi Avigdor says, get is different. That's what Rabbi Avigdor says. The get is different. So So according to Rabbi Nu, according to Rabbi Avigdor, by Alvoye, if the Levi is Ma'areya, so the Shtar is possibly the Raisi. But by Get, even if the Baal is Ma'areya, the Get is not possibly the Raisi. So Reb Chaim explains it. Why does Rabbi Avigdor distinguish between Shtar Alvoye and Get? He says, because the halacha that the Levi can passel the shtar is also based upon the monis of Baldova. Because the Levi is a Baldova, in the monis we have the monis of Baldova. But there is also the monis of Baldova as well. Let's say, one mandama says, Bore Vishem or Bore Odif. So, why can we be Meitzi? Because the Teveya is a Baldova, so he has Nemonis. And the Mandoma who says, Bor Vishem Olav Bor Yodiv, so because he's a Murzek, but in the idea in Paraticho, so then everybody is made that Bor Yodiv. Why is he Odiv? Why? How can he be Meitzi? Because of the Nemonis of Taine, not just on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv. You cannot be Meitzi Momen on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv. It's together with the mnemonis of Tanya Baldova. So, by the mnemonis, we have the mnemonis of Baldova. So, this is also aloche. If the Levi is the Baldova, he says that the shtar that is produced by the alleged Malvi is the forgery, so the Levi is the mnemonis. That's Shayer Gabi Shtar Alvoye. But Gabi, get. So the Baal is not about over. What is the issue? Is this Momen? Is about over? Of course, he has an interest. What is it?
A little bit similar to the Rambam's
story. That's right. This is how Reb Chaim explains the Rabbi Avigdor. So Rabbi Avigdor Shite is similar to Shitas the Rambam, but it's not exactly like the Rambam, because Rabbi Avigdor himself concedes that you need to get. So if the Baal is married, it's not possible to rise. Only in regard to Shtar Alvoye, the Shtar is possible to rise because of the Mnemonis Baldova. But by Get, it's not Shayach to say a Baldova. So it's not the Mnemonis to rise. So it's only possible to rise. The question is, what is the Shittas HaRambam? By Get, why is the Baal So Reb Chaim says, according to the Rambam, it's Nemonis of Balashta, not Baldova. Of course, by Get, it's not Shayach to say Baldova, but it's Nemonis of Balashta, because there is Aloche of Balashta. Like this, every Edis that are signed, so should involve the Psul of Piksovom. So why is Shtar different? So Rishonim say the Balamoye, the Ramban in Yivome say because Nase Midas HaMishraiv. So again, the Rambam Shiti is it's not based upon Nase Midas HaMishraiv, but Nase Midas Balashta. Because get who executes the Shtar? Who endows it with the Chalishim Shtar? The Baal. The Baal is the Balashta. So since he's the one who executes the shtar and who endows the shtar with the Chaleishem shtar, with legal effect and so on, so Memele has mnemonis to pass the shtar to, just as he, because he is the Baal HaShtar, and he is the one who gives strength, and he executes the shtar, so he has mnemonis to pass the shtar. So Memele, Nemonis of Balashtar applies to get as well. So there's the machlekes between Rabbi Avigdor and the Rambam. According to Rabbi Avigdor, it's based upon the Nemonis of Baldova. According to the Rambam, it's based upon the Nemonis of Balashtar.
All right. But on this Rambam?
Yeah, Reb Chaim said. It's not in the Sefer.
Oh,
that's what Gashmu is in the Shurim Valosh. Hamevi get to Mdinesayam. Vin Yochel Leima before the Nechta Wolfen Nechta, in Yesh Alavedim, Yiskayim Bechismov, Echot Bitinoshim, Vechot Shechuri Avod, Shovul Melech Lemedi, Vizu Achas Nadrochim, ששובו גיטינושים לשחור אבן. רש"י וניוחל מפורש בגמורה שובו למלך מייבי לימה ופורי נחתה. מה עם ניוחל לימה? אילה עם החרש, חרש ברסוי הגיטרו, ואתנן הכל כשירים לא וסגט, חוץ מחרש איזה ביקות. עומר אבי יסף אוכם מהסקינון, כי שנוסנו לו כשהוא פיקח, ולא יספיק לימה ופורי נחתה ופורי נחתה, מה שמסחר אי. חוץ מחרש איזה ביקות נשאים בן דאס, ואין שטיחוס און שטיחוס לגרעי. Now let's see the tastes. Shovel the melech on heavy. Vim came a bish le me bish av mishum ibyune. Avo bevet ma'i gun yeish. Dim mishum dosad bascherin. Bo vishifcha leis le haishliach lebet getze shevim nesayam. Vim yosa bishifcha. Vish leima de choshif igun ho de osad bascherin umashim mischayev bemitzves. So, איך עוד גיטינוש מעכשיו עולים? תום רבו, בשליש הדרוכים שובו גיטינושים לשחרור עבודים, שובו למלך ולמלך. וכל גט שיהיה שלוף איתקוסי יספוס לחוץ מגיטינוש שחברים. איתקוסי היא means כוסי, doesn't mean a goy. Sometimes, because the censor introduced some confusion in the Gemaras. Sometimes when Akum is mentioned and or Goy is mentioned and the censorship put Kusi, Kusi, but it doesn't mean Kusi, but here Kusi is true, I mean, it means Kusi, it doesn't mean Akum, it doesn't mean a Goy, it means Kusi. Kusi has reference to the Samaritans, the Shomronim, so those Geirim Yehusancherev transmigrated into Eretz Yisrael, and they were misgayer, and there is a machlekes tanoim whether kusim gerayim is saying, kusim gerarai is saying. So according to one tane, kusim gerarai is saying they are not geirim. Some mele they are real goyim.